All right, now we're back and ready for step three. I'm so proud of you guys because I know you're believing at a new level now. You're accepting your role in the journey. And now step three, it starts to get exciting. Are you ready? Here we go. Step three, expect adventures will happen to you. Yes, you have to expect adventures will happen to you. See, expectancy creates an atmosphere for miracles. Remember from step one that 80% of people believe in miracles happening for other people? Well, it's time to take your believing to the next level. Like I said, you're accepting your role, and now it's time to get expectant. Just like a woman who is pregnant expecting a baby to be born, you have to realize there are dreams inside of you, and by being expectant, those dreams start to be born. Now, I didn't always think this way, but I do now. It really is a matter of shifting our perspective and perception. I expect things to happen for me. I expect people to contact me by phone, email, social media, saying, will you coach me, or will you come speak to our company, or I want to get into one of your programs, etc. Every time it happens, I am thankful. And I do the happy dance. Now, my wife and kids always laugh at me when I walk into the living room and I start the happy dance because they know. Another opportunity to change lives has come my way, and that gets me fired up. Now, am I happy because I'm making money? Well, a little, because teenagers eat a lot. But I'm really happy because I get to do what I love to do. See, I'm living my dreams, fulfilling my passions. You do that, and money will follow. See, never do anything for money, because money won't make you fulfilled. But living a life with vision, passion, will bring you true fulfillment. And money too. Now, one of the ways to stay in a mindset of expectancy is to release your passion. What is it that you're passionate about? What would you do for free? I mean, look at your list and start to just really think about that. You've got to release your passions, not just think about them. See, continue to discover those things and then get expectant on how they will come about. You know, growing up, one of the shows I watched as a kid was Flipper. Remember Flipper, the show about the kid with the dolphin, and he would get that little horn thing and wind it up, and the dolphin would come, and they just went into all these different adventures and things that they got into. Well, I tell you, as a kid in Oklahoma, where there's horses and cows, man, I loved Flipper. I wanted to have a dolphin. I just thought that was the coolest thing ever. I used to watch that show all the time. I thought, how neat is that? Well, you know, I lived 14 years outside of Oklahoma. I lived 3 years in New York City. And I did, you know, go to the beach some when I was on the East Coast, but I didn't spend a lot of time at the beach. And when I was there, I have to be honest, I did look for a dolphin, and I never saw one. See, that was my dream. I was realistic. I thought, you know, in Oklahoma, I'm never going to own a dolphin. But maybe I can visit the ocean one day, and I can see one in the wild. That would be okay. That would be the cool thing. That would be my dream, just to see one in the wild. But I never did on the East Coast. But then I moved to Los Angeles, and I was there for 11 years, and I was so excited because I thought, man, I know I'll spend a lot more time at the beach in Los Angeles. I'm definitely going to see a dolphin here. Well, year after year went by, and I did spend time at the beach, but I never saw a dolphin. I mean, honestly, I saw a lot of seaweed, and I saw a few dead fish and the occasional seal, but I never saw a dolphin. Year four, year five, year six, year seven, still no dolphin. But I still had the dream. I was still believing. And every time I would go to the beach to skate or play basketball or just walk or hang out, I was always looking. Because I just thought one day, maybe my dream will come true. Well, years continued to go by, and where I still wanted that dream, I still had that dream. It kind of slid off my radar a little bit. Well, one day, I was working a job. I was a VP of marketing for a film company in L.A., and my phone rang. And the gentleman on the other end of the phone, well, I had just met him the week before. See, his company builds those cardboard standees when you go to the movie theaters and you see those big cardboard, you know, advertising market pieces for films coming up. Well, that's what his company did. And he had come in and had a meeting with me the week before. Well, all of a sudden, he's on the phone calling me. He says, "Now, Sean, you're going to think this is crazy, but just hear me out." He says, "My child got married this last week. And my wife and I, we bought a honeymoon vacation package as a surprise. Well, it turns out the in-laws did as well. And we did not communicate together. So these vacation packages are during the same time period. Well, the kids that got married, well, you know, they wanted to go to Hawaii, and that's the in-laws package, so they're going to Hawaii. So, Sean, it just turns out that I have a beach house in Mexico for 3 days that no one I know can use. And so I got to be honest with you. I just said a simple prayer, and I said, 'God, who could really use this right now?' And you popped into my mind. You were the first person that popped into my mind. So without even thinking about it, I jumped on the phone. I'm calling you. I know this sounds crazy. We only met a week ago, but is there any way that you could use a beach house in Mexico for 3 days?" Well, I hope as you're listening to this, you can see me smiling, because I very quickly thought to myself, well, yes, I can. I'm sure you'd say the same thing, right? I thought, my goodness, I can hop in my car, drive down, 3 days on the beach by myself. So that's exactly what I did. I graciously accepted his offer, and I loaded up my car, and I took off for Mexico. I remember pulling up at this house, this large house right on the beach. I couldn't believe it. Right on the water, this beautiful big home full of food, a big TV. Come on, it had everything that a single guy needed just to get away and refresh and recharge. So I walked into the large living room. It had a wraparound balcony, and there were windows everywhere. And so I slid the drapes back so I could look out over the water. And the sun was starting to set. It was starting to get dark. And I looked out under the waves, and the waves looked funny. There was something funny about them. I couldn't figure out what it was. It was almost like there was something in the water. I thought, well, you know, there's still a little light. I'll run down to the water's edge, and I'll look and see. So I ran down to the beach. It was only, goodness, 30, 40 yards away. And I looked. And I looked again, and I focused my eyes because it was getting dark, and I saw movement. I looked again, and this smile started to come on my face. Because I looked out there, there was a dolphin. But folks, there wasn't just one dolphin. There were hundreds swimming in schools. As far as I could see, they were everywhere. And I sat there until it got so dark that I couldn't see them anymore. And I went back inside. I had a wonderful evening. I kept thinking about, wow, I finally got to see my dolphins. Almost 11 years after coming to California. And you think back to the decades of being a small child, having that original dream, and here I was finally getting to see a dolphin in the wild. Well, you know, I woke up in the morning and I assumed that they would be gone, but I went to look out over the water again through the window, and I looked out and there they were. Now it's daylight. I can really see them. There's hundreds and hundreds. So I put on some athletic wear and I ran down to the beach, and I just ran for about a mile, just a slow jog, just running alongside them as they were swimming. I was there 3 days, and every time I looked out the window, every time I went down to the beach, they were there. And there was one time I was just walking, looking out at the water, enjoying the dolphins. And I felt very gently, just very gently, in my heart, God say to me, "Sean, I never forgot your dream, and when I answer dreams, I answer them in ways you'll never expect, bigger and bolder than you'll ever expect." And I just smiled and I said, "Thank you. Thank you for remembering me in my dream." Expectancy creates an atmosphere for miracles. I want you to get that mindset, and I want you to position yourself for miracles to happen to you. We can no longer be in the 80% of people that believe miracles happen for others. We must be in that percentage that knows that they happen for all of us when we believe, when we accept our role in the journey, and when we get expectant. I'm proud of you for embracing this process of growing into the greatness within you. Get expectant because you never know what's right around the corner. See you for step 4.